a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House State Affairs will now come to order for the first time in the 2012 session. I'd like to welcome our internet listeners. I'm sure we have a very large audience today. I'd like to welcome members of the committee. It's good to see you all again. I was contemplating having a organizational meeting, but we are all veteran legislators, and I think we can dispense with some of the formalities in that regard. I would remind those who are going to testify that comments come through the chair, as well as members of the committee. Questions come through the chair as well, asking permission to ask questions just so we can function more fluidly. Pages, welcome. This is probably the first committee you have done, I would presume. No? Oh, you're a last year veteran as well. Well, for you, it's a very daunting task you have ahead of you. And before you launch into that, why don't you introduce yourself? Come up to the mic and introduce yourself. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Brandon Pennock. I'm from Hartford. It's around the Sioux Falls area. I'm a junior this year. I might be doing this page deal next year, too.
Very good. Excellent. if the pay is good enough, is that what you're saying? Very good. Welcome.
I'm Anna Cronin. I'm a senior at Gettysburg High School, and I was here last year.
We won't.
Welcome, both of you. I look forward to working with you. Well, this time, I would remind those present here to turn off your cell phones. Make sure we don't have any interruptions of that nature. And I would have the secretary please call the roll.
Representative Della.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Fargin.
Here.
Gibson.
Here.
Gosch.
Here.
Hoffman.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Mosier.
Here.
Rausch.
Yep.
Turberville.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
Cronin.
Here.
Lust.
Here.
Mr. Chair, there is a quorum.
Very good. We have a quorum present. We have no minutes to approve, so we will dispense with that. We remind testifiers to sign in the back podium. If you're a lobbyist, please make sure your badge is displayed prominently. And with that, let's move forward to consideration of one housekeeping matter. The Chief Justice has asked that we bring forth one of his bills as a committee bill, and as such, the title of the bill is an act to revise certain record search fees charged by clerks of court. And I would ask for a motion for us to consider that bill and make it a state affairs bill. Move by Turberville, second by Hoffman. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. That will become a state affairs bill. With that, let's move into our calendar for today. We have three bills to hear today. The first bill we will hear is House Bill 1016. So we will take proponent testimony on House Bill 1016. Please come forward and introduce yourself.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jeff Holden. I'm the Deputy Commissioner of the Bureau of Administration. House Bill 1016 is brought to you as part of the Governor's Red Tape Review Initiative. What it does is it repeals some old administrative rules that related to the use of the Centennial logo back in the 80s during the Centennial celebration. It established fees for application for use and royalties that could be assessed by the Centennial Commission if people wanted to use that for profit, for commercial use. So after the Centennial was over, the rules were transferred over to the Bureau of Administration, I guess in the event that there was some continued use of the logo. The statutes that applied to the use of the logo were repealed last year during the Bureau of Administration's review by the legislature. We had a bill in to repeal old legislation, so the rules are no longer necessary. So I urge you to support the bill, and I'll be happy to try to answer any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Holden. Is there any opponent testimony to House Bill? Is there further proponent testimony for House Bill 1016. Seeing none, any opponent testimony? Seeing none, other questions by members of the committee of Mr. Holden on this matter? Fairly controversial topic. Representative Abdallah?
This is one that even Representative Turbeville can understand.
Very good. We have a motion do pass by Representative Abdallah, second by Representative Gibson, and some smirks by Representative Turbeville. Any discussion on that motion, Representative Abdallah?
No, sir.
Very good. All those in favor of that motion do pass on House Bill 1016, say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Abdallah?
Aye.
Blake?
Aye.
Fargin?
Aye.
Gibson?
Aye.
Gosch?
Aye.
Hoffman?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Mosier?
Aye.
Roush?
Aye.
Turbeville?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Lust?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 13 yeas.
I move consent.
That matter having passed is moved consent by Representative Gosch, second by Representative Roush. Any opposition to putting this matter on the consent calendar? Very good. All those in favor of putting this on consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. So that matter will go on consent next Thursday. Very good. Moving forward in our calendar, we'll take up House Bill 1024, an act to repeal the authorization to sell certain surplus real estate under the control of the Department of Corrections in Aurora County and Minnehaha County. Proponent testimony on House Bill 1024.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Scott Bollinger, I'm the Director of Operations with the Department of Corrections. Last session, in House Bill 1231, you gave the governor the discretion to sell extraneous land around DOC facilities and other state facilities. What we're asking for in House Bill 1024 is to repeal two of those sections related to parcels one, which is in Aurora County near the former state training school. That particular piece is east of the campus and also contains the former sewage lagoon, and it has an open pit dump. One of the commitments that was made with the city of Plankinton when they built their new sewage lagoon is that we would make our lagoon available in the event of an emergency. And so as a result of that, we're asking you to repeal that section from being sold. The second piece we're talking about is in Minnehaha County. It's a little bit northeast across the diversion channel from the state penitentiary. We're asking that in the governor's review, he would like to maintain that piece available to the Department of Corrections for future use. It's about 15 to 30 acres across the channel. It's his intention at this point. There is no intention to build on that property, but he wants to make sure that in the event down the road that a future governor needs that property for corrections expansion, that it's available. And that's it in a nutshell, Mr. Chairman. I'll stand by for questions.
And why don't you stay right there? I'm presuming we don't. Is there further proponent testimony? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll open it up for questions or comments by members of the committee. Well, I expect this treatment the whole session. Speak now or forever hold your peace, Representative Gibson. Isn't that the rule? Very good. There being no questions, I would entertain action by members of the committee. Representative Roush.
I'd move do pass.
Second.
We have a motion by Representative Roush, do pass, second by Representative Fargin. Any comments on that motion, Representative Roush?
Thank you.
All right, seeing no further comments, the motion is do pass on House Bill 1024. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Della.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Fargin.
Aye.
Gibson.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hoffman.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Mosier.
Aye.
Roush.
Aye.
Turbeville.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, with the 13 yeas.
Second. We have a motion consent. Anyone opposed to putting this on consent? Seeing no opposition, House Bill 1024 is due pass and will be put on the consent calendar again next Thursday. Next on our calendar is House Bill 1048, an act to expand the Board of Military Affairs. Take proponent testimony on House Bill 1048. proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Tim Reich. I'm the Secretary of the Department of the Military, and I'm also the Adjutant General in charge of the South Dakota National Guard. House Bill 1048 is a relatively simple bill. What it does is it expands the Board of Military Affairs from 5 to 7 members. This board is appointed by the governor. All members of the board are appointed by the governor, and it really draws its statutory authority in the area of armory, construction, operation, and equipping. There's been some press out there recently. The South Dakota right now has 29 armories in the state of South Dakota. We're located in 28 different communities. Of those 29 armories, 14 are more than 40 years old. 10 of them are more than 50 years old. And there are a combination of things that are going on right now. We're losing some Army force structure in the Guard. There's also some of the federal funding that's used to maintain armories is being drawn back, and some sizes of armories that previously received federal funding for maintenance are now falling to the obligation strictly of the state. And so going forward, right now there's a comprehensive analysis being done by the leadership of the Army National Guard to determine, based on the loss of the 258 slots in the force structure and the reduced federal funding, going forward, we need to be postured in the best possible and the most efficient manner across the state of South Dakota. And so this bill purports to get a little bit more citizen involvement by appointing two more members, citizen members of the state of South Dakota. We hope to have a better basis of knowledge on going forward from the recommendations that will be brought forth probably late next month. The estimated cost of this bill to add two, the very part-time members, they typically meet twice a year, is $1,352. The department does not intend to ask for any more money. We can absorb that within our normal appropriations. So that really concludes my testimony, and your support on this bill would be greatly appreciated.
Very good. Thank you, General Reich. We will. Why don't you just stay there? My hunch is there's no. Is there further proponent testimony or opponent testimony? Seeing none, we will open up to questions by members of the committee of General Reich. No questions? I do have a question. Is there any? I know on some of the commissions and boards that the governor appoints, there are requirements that they come from certain segments of society or certain industries, those type things. Are there any requirements on this, on the Board of Military Affairs in that regard?
Mr. Chairman, no. Right now, as statutes exist, it's up to the governor who he wants to appoint. There are no real qualifications or geographic areas that they've got to come from. But it is my intent to make recommendations to the governor to try to cover. There's really two areas that are not being represented as well. We've got two members from Sioux Falls, one from Rapid City, one from Watertown, one from Pierre. And so that kind of leaves South Central South Dakota and North Central and Northwest South Dakota out. So it'd be my hope that we would be able to get some people from those areas.
Very good. Further questions by members of the committee? Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Colonel Reich, are they former members of the military? Is that what you're looking at, or what area of expertise to serve on the board?
Mr. Chairman. Yes, Representative. Currently all these members of the Board of Military Affairs do have a background in the military, and all of them right now are former guardsmen. But that's not the case, and we've actually, the board has discussed, Mr. Al Cornella is not a former guardsman, but he was formerly in the military. Actually, I think he did enlist originally in the Guard and then went into Vietnam in the Army. But we do think that there would be merit in getting some citizens appointed to the board that were not military, but that could provide that more, maybe a more objective viewpoint as the citizens of South Dakota.
Follow-up, Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And What are the qualifications necessarily are you looking for members of this board?
Chairman, haven't really thought that much about it other than someone who's willing to serve in a very part-time basis, someone who is, you know, I think they get $50 per meeting, willing to travel. We typically have board meetings in Sioux Falls Pier in Rapid City, so we'd want someone that would be able to get themselves to and from the meeting, and then someone that would just listen to the information that's presented to them and give a good, honest, objective opinion on the matters that are brought before them.
Further questions by members of the committee? Seeing none, we will close to public testimony and open up for committee action. Representative Rausch.
I move to pass.
Second. Moved by Representative Rausch, second by Representative Abdallah, do pass on House Bill 1048. Any discussion on that, Representative Rausch?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the general coming up and testifying. It's to expand the scope, especially in times that when we're looking at trying to make more efficiencies, to add people to that list to be able to help make those decisions, I think just makes great sense, and I applaud their efforts, and I'd ask the committee support.
Further comments? Seeing none, we will vote on that motion to pass. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Abdullah.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Fargin.
Aye.
Gibson.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hoffman.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Mosier.
Aye.
Rausch.
Aye.
Turberville.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there were 13 yeas.
House Bill 1048 is passed, do pass unanimously. With that, we have reached the end of our calendar for today. I'm going to resist the consent calendar motion. So that will go on the calendar for next Thursday. That is the end of our calendar for today. I do want to note for those listening that we are not going to have session on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. That results in us losing one committee day for this committee, and I would ask members of this committee to be mindful of that as we move forward. We may have, I'm told there are about 600 bill drafts. Whether those will all get introduced or not remains to be seen, but we could have a significant workload. Certainly in this committee, that's not unusual, but I would ask to be flexible. We may come in early some days. We may meet at night some days to catch up that lost committee day, because the plan at this point is not to have additional legislative days. So be mindful of that, and I appreciate being cognizant of that as we move through our calendar and get a more intense bill load. So with that, we will entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Representative Turberville, seconded by Representative Wick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.